it's a fine line when we're talking about bullying. If you grew up, I grew up the baby of six. I'm used to people giving me a hard time. Like, I want you to make your snarky comments to me. And if that's the way you were raised, and someone else was an only child, or someone else is from a whole different culture, and you're making your little fun comments, we can take that as bullying. So we just need to make sure we talk about it. Like, are we all good here? Are we able to take all of our little salty comments? And, you know, we want to be a team that laughs together. But if it's one person just doing it over and over again, then I would recommend Terry going to that person and just saying, you know, I don't know how well it's being received. What are your thoughts on that? So you're just asking him a question. Like, are you reading the nonverbals there? I just am curious if it's pushing over the line. So once again, ask those questions. And I like this. For me, it's difficult to accept that my staff wants me to accommodate to their communication style and preference, but don't acknowledge that it's a two-way street. Yes, and I'm so glad you brought that up. That's great. We, as a leader, we want to accommodate them, but they're not looking. And that's where you have to tell them. That's where we have to communicate that. And I hear that over and over and over again. Like, this is how I communicate with my team. I do it through storytelling, and I told them, you guys, I'm a rhino. I'm moving forward like 50 miles an hour, but I only see, you know, 30 feet ahead of me. So please give me feedback on that. Tell me, Patty, you're blasting forward. Patty, you're not giving us time to stop and pause and think. And so let them know how you communicate and how you best want to be communicated back to. And take the time to do some of these, you know, take classes on knowing your strengths, on knowing your temperaments and your communication styles, even down to your love languages. Like, figure that out.